Now, many people are motivated only by the force of circumstances. If you could become an idealist enough to where you educate your conscience sufficiently on principles, it'll stir up your own internal dissidence, and the pain will be a kind of psychological, not so much a physical and social pain. It'll be kind of a spiritual pain. I'm just not at peace climbing this ladder of success and discovering it's leaning against the wrong wall. I just don't like that anymore, see? I don't want to be part of that. Or I've had it with mediocrity. I've had it with just slovenly make-do processes. Now, if they're pressed enough by, say, the international marketplace for quality and for service, then the circumstance itself drives them to this awareness, we must do something fundamental. But more mature is the person who can act based upon awareness of the principles and the idealism that it stirs inside their consciousness. I want to be better. Because what it really does is it unleashes the natural tendencies inside people toward growth, toward excellence, toward progress, toward quality. That is natural to our nature. It may not be natural to the social mirror's definition of our nature, and it may be totally acceptable out there, but it isn't in here. And the more principled you become, the less the social conscience drives you, the less you're concerned about what people think. In fact, it's very ironic. The more you care about what people think for your security, the less you can afford to care about what they think. Because where do you go and hide when you find out they don't like you? The opposite is also the case. The more you don't care about what people think for your personal security, the more you care about what people think for your effectiveness. You're very, very open, very receptive. So this whole process of a constitutional convention and a revolutionary war and the emptying out and the idealism that comes by educating your conscience, to me, is central to the how question. How do we become principle-centered? And I honestly believe it involves some sacrifices and some suffering. But in a sense, the other suffering is worse. It's like the risk of riskless living. I talked to someone the other day who said, I cannot brook this kind of lifestyle anymore. I just can't see in a decade from today being unchanged and having any sense of happiness. I cannot deal with it anymore. It's reached the point where I've got to come to grips and make some fundamental changes. But I know those changes will be painful, not painless, and that it will strike at many, many deep things. If you rip out those pebbles and that sand and try to get that in, you're ripping stuff out. So it's not that easy. I believe if a person will just do one simple thing on a regular basis, it makes it relatively painless. Some pain, but not too much to where it discourages them and they want to give up. Just do this. Start very small. Make and keep a promise. Even if that means that I'm going to get up in the morning a little earlier and exercise. Even if it means I'm not going to watch television on the following four nights. Even if it means I am going to subordinate taste to nutrition for a week. But be sure that you don't violate that commitment. And be sure you don't overmake it because you're temporarily psyched to make some commitment. Think very carefully about the full reality that you're in. And based on that very careful thought, move into it and say, I will do this. And then no matter what, do it. What happens little by little is that your faith in yourself starts to go up. And if the thing you've committed to do is principle-based, you gradually are becoming a little more principle-centered. You keep the promise to yourself, and your own integrity account goes up. You have a little more peace of mind.